189, the 1010 Thrive Podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The division between the Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom occurred after the reign of Solomon. The two kingdoms existed separately, each with its own line of kings, until the fall of Israel to Assyria in 722 BC and the subsequent fall of Judah to Babylon in 586 BC. Israel had 19 kings, and their kingdom lasted for 209 years. Judah had a total of 20 kings, including Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, and ending with Zedekiah, who witnessed the fall of Jerusalem. We highlight 10 of these rulers, who all reigned in the south. Asa began his reign by removing the idols and altars of foreign gods, even deposing his own grandmother, Maacah, who served as a priestess of Asherah. He also destroyed the idols made by his father, Abijah, and reaffirmed the covenant between God and the people. In addition to his religious reforms, Asa fortified cities and built up the military defenses of Judah. He had a strong trust in God and sought his guidance and favor in battles against neighboring nations. When faced with a massive Ethiopian army, Asa called upon the Lord for help and emerged victorious. Jehoshaphat followed in the ways of his father, Asa, by removing idols and high places from Judah. He also took measures to ensure the administration of justice in the land, appointing judges in various cities to hear cases and settle disputes. Jehoshaphat showed great faith in God and sought his guidance in times of trouble, as seen when he led the people in prayer during an imminent invasion by enemy armies. Jehoshaphat made a critical mistake when he formed an alliance with the wicked King Ahab of Israel. Despite this setback, Jehoshaphat remained steadfast in his commitment to God and continued to promote worship and obedience among the people of Judah. After the death of her son Ahaziah, who was killed by Jehu, a military commander, during his rebellion against the house of Ahab, Athaliah seized the opportunity to take power for herself. She ruthlessly murdered all the royal heirs to secure her position as queen. However, her reign of terror was eventually brought to an end when Jehoiada, the priest, orchestrated a coup. He gathered the priests, Levites, and the leaders of Judah and revealed the true heir, Joash, who had been hidden away. Athaliah was confronted, captured, and executed, bringing an end to her tyrannical rule and restoring the rightful line of David to the throne. Joash ascended to the throne at a young age and was guided by the influence of the priest Jehoiada. During the early years of his reign, Joash oversaw the repair and renovation of the temple, which had become run down. He also implemented reforms to restore the worship of God and remove idolatry from the land. However, as Jehoiada grew older, Joash turned away from the Lord and allowed idolatry to resurface. He even ordered the execution of Jehoiada's son, Zechariah, for prophesying against the king's faithlessness. The reign of Joash ended in decline and tragedy with his assassination and subsequent lack of honor. Amaziah, the son of Joash, became king of Judah and reigned for 29 years. He initially started his reign well, following the law of the Lord and seeking to bring justice and order to the kingdom. He also achieved military victories over Edom and amassed a considerable army. However, his downfall came when he turned to idolatry and worshipped the gods of the nations he had defeated. Despite receiving a warning from a prophet, Amaziah persisted in his disobedience and eventually faced defeat at the hands of Israel. He was captured, and Jerusalem was plundered. Uzziah, also known as Azariah, became king of Judah at the age of 16 and reigned for 52 years. He was a strong and capable leader who sought the Lord and was even more faithful than his father, Amaziah. Under his rule, Judah experienced military success, expanded its territories, and prospered economically. Uzziah was known for his love of agriculture and built towers in the desert and vineyards throughout the land. However, his reign took a turn when he became proud and sought to offer incense in the temple, an act reserved for the priests. God struck him with leprosy as a consequence. Jotham succeeded his father Uzziah as king of Judah and ruled for 16 years. He continued the reforms initiated by his father and sought to strengthen the kingdom spiritually and politically. Jotham built and fortified cities in the hill country of Judah and successfully defended the nation against external threats. He was a righteous king who followed the ways of the Lord and guided the people to do what was right. However, despite his good leadership, idolatry persisted among the people. Toward the end of his reign, Jotham was plagued by illness and eventually died, passing the throne to his son Ahaz. Hezekiah became king of Judah after the death of his father Ahaz. He was a righteous and devout ruler who sought to restore Judah's faith in the Lord and eradicate idolatry. Hezekiah initiated religious reforms by reopening the temple, reinstating the proper worship of God, and destroying the high places and idols throughout the land. He also trusted in the Lord and sought his guidance in times of crisis. When the Assyrians invaded Judah, Hezekiah sought the prophet Isaiah's counsel and fervently prayed for deliverance. God heard his prayers and miraculously saved Jerusalem from the Assyrian army. Hezekiah also implemented political and economic reforms, strengthening Judah's defenses and promoting prosperity in the nation. He encouraged agricultural development, built water systems to provide for the needs of the people, and established a system of military organization. Hezekiah's reign was characterized by good governance, justice, and the fear of the Lord. However, toward the end of his reign, Hezekiah fell gravely ill. He prayed earnestly to God, and God granted him an additional 15 years of life. During this time, Hezekiah made a mistake by showing off the wealth and treasures of the kingdom to Babylonian envoys, rather than testifying to the providence of Yahweh. This would later have consequences for Judah. Hezekiah's son, Manasseh, was one of the most wicked and idolatrous kings in the history of Judah. He ruled for an extended period, around 55 years, and led the people astray by promoting idol worship, including building altars to false gods and engaging in occult practices. Manasseh shed much innocent blood and encouraged the people to do evil in the sight of the Lord. As a result of his actions, God pronounced judgment on Judah, and the nation faced great calamities. Toward the end of his life, however, Manasseh repented and sought God's forgiveness. Despite his late repentance, the damage caused by his long reign of idolatry had lasting consequences for the kingdom of Judah. King Josiah is remembered as one of the most righteous and reform-minded kings in the history of Judah. He ascended to the throne at the young age of 8, and under his reign, the nation experienced a revival of worship and a return to the law of Moses. Josiah initiated a comprehensive religious reform, purging the land of idolatry and pagan practices. He ordered the repair and cleansing of the temple in Jerusalem and reinstated the observance of Passover. Josiah also destroyed the altars, shrines, and high places dedicated to false gods throughout the land, demonstrating his commitment to the exclusive worship of Yahweh. During the temple restoration, the Book of the Law was rediscovered, and Josiah personally read it to the people, renewing their commitment to follow God's commandments. He implemented sweeping reforms based on the principles outlined in the Book of the Law. Josiah's zeal for righteousness extended beyond religious matters. He also pursued justice and righteousness in his governance, seeking to alleviate the oppression of the poor and promote social welfare. Josiah's reign was cut short when he was killed in battle against Pharaoh Necho of Egypt. There were no faithful kings in the north, and even some of the kings who were faithful for a time in the south had serious failures. Father, empower us through the study of these kings to seek your will above all else, to rely on your grace and guidance, and to pursue lives that honor you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive.